This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Nearly 1,000 last-ditch Ukrainian fighters who had held out inside Mariupol's pulverized steel plant have surrendered, Russia said Wednesday, as the battle that turned the city into a worldwide symbol of defiance and suffering drew toward a close. The Ukrainian fighters who emerged from the ruined Azovstal steelworks after being ordered by their military to abandon the last stronghold of resistance in the now flattened port city face an uncertain fate. Some were taken by the Russians to a former penal colony in a territory controlled by Moscow-backed separatists. While Ukraine said it hopes to get the soldiers back in a prisoner swap, Russia threatened to put some of them on trial for war crimes. As a 21-year-old Russian soldier faces the first war crimes trial since Moscow invaded Ukraine, and he's pleaded guilty to killing an unarmed civilian. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Sergeant Vadim Shishimarin could get life in prison for shooting a 62-year-old Ukrainian man in the head through an open car window in the southeast of Ukraine on February 28, 4 days into the invasion. Ukraine's prosecutor general previously said her office was readying war crimes cases against 41 Russian soldiers for offenses that included bombing civilian infrastructure, killing civilians, rape and looting. It's not immediately clear how many of the suspects are in Ukrainian hands and how many will be tried in absentia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On the diplomatic front, Finland and Sweden could become members of NATO in a matter of months, though objections from Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan threaten to disrupt things. Turkey accuses the two countries of harboring Kurdish militants and others it considers a threat to security. This is VOA News. A report by Human Rights Watch finds civilians in Burkina Faso are suffering from an increase in attacks by armed Islamist groups and government security forces. The conflict has displaced millions and increased recruitment into armed groups, as Annika Hammerschlag reports for VOA.
Nearly 600 people were killed between January and April this year, triple the number in the same period in 2021, according to the Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project. The number of people displaced has also risen, reaching more than 1.8 million by the end of February of this year, a more than 4% increase since the end of January. In addition to terrorist groups, government security forces have become increasingly abusive and subjected civilians to unlawful killings and abductions, the report said. Corinne Defka is the West Africa Director for Human Rights Watch. She says she's covered Burkina Faso for years and is particularly concerned by new atrocities being committed that she hadn't seen before.
Notably, the rape of girls and women. I documented dozens of cases of girls and women who were sexually abused and beaten as they foraged for wood, as they went back and forth to market, and as they fled their villages from fighting.
Burkina Faso's elected government was overthrown in January by military forces that blamed then-President Hokmak Christian Kabore for the rise in jihadist-linked violence. But in the more than 3 months since the coup, the junta itself has failed to reverse the trend and restore peace and stability. In early April, transitional president Lieutenant Colonel Ponori Sandaogo Damiba said he was implementing a new strategy that would show results within 5 months. The changes include replacing heads of command, improving equipment, and calling in retired military personnel. Annika Hammerschlag for VOA News, Dakar, Senegal.
Thousands of worshippers are lighting bonfires, praying, and dancing in a Jewish holy site in northern Israel a year after a stampede there that left 45 people dead. Wednesday's holiday festivals at Mount Meron are overshadowed by the memories of the 2021 deadly stampede, the single largest civilian disaster in Israel's history. Attendance at this year's festivities is limited to 16,000 people who had to secure their tickets in advance. Police said 8,000 officers would be stationed around the site to maintain order. Recapping our top story, nearly 1,000 last-ditch Ukrainian fighters who had held out inside Mariupol's pulverized steel plant have surrendered, Russia said Wednesday, as the battle that turned the city into a worldwide symbol of defiance and suffering draws towards a close. The Ukrainian fighters who emerged from the ruined Azovstal steelworks after being ordered by their military to abandon the last stronghold of resistance now face an uncertain fate. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.